Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What up, Havoc? Juggalorada Radio. What the fuck you listening to? Better know by strictly wicked motherfucker. Yeah. Whoop, to all my motherfucking juggalos listening right now. It's Juggalorada Radio. Bringing duggers where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bringing duggers where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches in the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Off the wickedness and keep it realistic. Then teenage girls are throwing fists, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more in it. Trying to storm the darkest fucking rain. I get mad through rain storms, flashing guns and chopping something. Turn up on me doing nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches with the wicked shit. We getting wicked reasons over bitches. How the fuck we be living here at top of the man with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a juggalo. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know this by the shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc? Bringing darkness where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into statistic, motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bringing darkness where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into statistic, motherfucker, now we spit the shit.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Riot Radio with your host, Psycho Killer, co-host Joe G. Havoc's out again tonight, sleeping, so whatever. So, here we go. What up, Mandy? Shit, I can unmute. Damn, computer. Okay,
wait,
what up, Mandy?
Wait, why was I muted?
That was starting...
Instead?
You didn't do anything. I was trying to unmute you because you just called in, and I didn't think we pressed the right button. You didn't do anything.
Okay, I see.
I just pressed the wrong mouse button.
So who else called in?
Nobody except you. You
aww.
Just called in the first minute.
Well, I just realized it was on, so I was like, wait a minute, General, why your radio's on?
Yep.
I'm gonna see if I can get DC to call in.
Well, he has an hour 55 minutes in the tally box, so you can try.
I know. That's the whole point.
But if he doesn't call in within the next 2 minutes, he's not getting out of the tally box.
That is true.
And I'll have to try again tomorrow, because he'll have to call in through the full show so he can actually make it during the show time.
Wait a minute. I thought the show lasted 3 hours.
Well, technically, the show lasts 2 hours. The last hour is recording mode.
Okay.
So we're making it harder on him.
Yes.
Hey.
Let's make it harder on him.
Of course. It's fun.
Pitch mode activated.
Me, Kevin, and Havoc all agree on it, so it's happening.
I'm surprised Big Homie hasn't called in either.
Who?
Big Homie.
He'll be calling about 10, 15 minutes in.
We need Poo Poo Ninja to call back in.
I don't think he's ever calling back in.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, I'm at my best friend, so you're probably hearing her in the background. Poo Poo Ninja.
I don't think we're ever getting Poo Poo Ninja call back in.
Okay, you know how I was telling you that I have words that get me in trouble?
Yeah.
Well, he has every. Well, this goes for everybody. You can't say.
Yeah, like, for example, if I'm not hosting, I can't say the words yeah and all right. With Poo Poo Ninja,
and
he says,
right when he calls in, he'll say the words, and he'll be automatically put in the penalty box.
His four words are man, bro, swag, and YOLO. And he says man every other fucking word.
and I say the Y one.
But you don't say it often.
Well, I say y'all. And I've actually gotten away with it a couple of times. I'll say y'all, and they don't even know. Chris will notice, but he won't say anything.
Well, I mean, that's kind of like me right now. I mean, whenever I'm not hosting, sometimes I get away with saying yeah, but it doesn't really matter anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Chris has that type of personality, like, I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm used to it.
I'm tired of fighting.
I'm fucking used to this shit. Fuck it. Now, when Ghetto calls in, run.
I just found
it. When Ghetto calls in, it'll probably be an hour and a half.
My best friend, she just said, she goes, the Ghetto called in, they want their weaves back. No, Chris is just one of those types of guys that just doesn't really care.
Yeah.
He's gotten so used to, like, Ghettos and Havoc humor, he just doesn't fucking care anymore.
No, actually, that's how I've always been.
That's true. Oh,
but
guess who tried to add me on Facebook?
Who?
Ratchet.
Funny.
On one of my new profiles that I made. Yeah, she tried to add me on it. It was fucking hilarious. I started busting out laughing, like, okay, bitch, you're desperate.
Well, anyways, right now, I think I want to play a track to promote one of the two interviews we got coming up next week. So,
wait, what is coming up?
Well, next week we got, on Tuesday we got Slain, which is one that Havoc set up. And on Thursday we got Relic 781 and Body Hunter, which just goes by
Name
Hunter now. Formerly the group known as Brain Dead. So how about we go with the Brain Dead track, The Flame?
So weird, I can hear something calling me from a distance or from the side of me. What is this? And what have we arrived? I wonder if I'm dreaming or the shadows are coming alive. I can see Hunter's face when he hits the tree. The shadows look like they are getting closer to me. I can feel my blood start heating up. I take my hands off the weed, while it lifts up. My pupils tag a lay while I hit the blunt. I fell to the floor while I'm screaming for help, but I don't think he hears me. I think he's tripping cause I'm speaking in tongues and laughing hysterically. Hunter runs out the room and I'm left alone. All I hear is screaming coming from the other room. What the fuck have we done? All we wanted to do was get high and have some fun.
Silhouettes come alive with the spirits from the other side. As the flame lights the room, yeah, dance in the shadows of the moonlight. As the flame lights the room, pushed in the sky as the dead flowers burn. As the flame lights the room, dead life to die, just waiting our turn. As the flame lights the room,
come alive with the spirits from the other side. As
the flame lights the room.
Yeah, dance in the shadows of the moonlight.
As the flame lights the room.
Smoke twists in the sky as the dead flowers burn.
As the flame lights the room.
Dead lights to die, just waiting our turn.
As the flame lights the room.
And we're back.
Oh, buddy. He won't put me in the penalty box unless, yeah, when I'm the only one. But when Ghetto gets in, Ghetto likes
to...
Yes, it does. Sentiment, Chris.
Hey, when Ghetto are having a year, you get put in the penalty box a hell of a lot more. When it's just me, once in a while I'll mess with you and put you in there, but I don't do it that often.
No, because, like, with him, you can ask him, like, when Ghetto and Havoc are on as well, I'll hear, they have, like, this thing where it's Ghetto's voice and it'll say muted or unmuted.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hear muted.
It's not Ghetto's voice, it's just it sounds exactly like his voice.
Whatever. Well, most of the times, I think it'll be, it's most of the times it's for me, and when I hear it, I'll message Chris on Facebook, be like, did I get put in the penalty box? Yes. Oh, okay.
I have to be sure.
Yeah, I don't think you want to go over there like that. Wow.
Mm.
Oh, I finally got my jaw to stop hurting.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. What I did was, like, I got a drink, and I put, like, 10 ice cubes in it, and I just drank the drink, and it stopped the pain, unfortunately, which really freaked me out, kind of. So what did you do today?
Nothing, like always.
Oh, you pretty much pulled your Chris routine?
Hey, I was basically at the house all day, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, my God.
And thank you, Ghetto. Because I think we should play a track by Flame right now. So here we go with Cocaine and Whiskey.
Something like this one. Yeah. Take 10 pastes and faces. You should pray to the Almighty Lord and kiss across the chases. Jesus, did all y'all catch amnesias? Move too quick. You probably all fall from seizures. Your cards maxed out. Your Air Max and Visa. Air Max is dirty. Your cards getting seized. Your mortgage foreclosure. How high the road is. These swords so cold. Nobody believes or even notice. My brothers are soldiers. My country's America. My government's folding. On my shoulders, I'm on a tour bus, I speak for more of us, yeah. eyes on doom. So take another shot, drink the pain away, and all my stress disappear like it's David Blaine. My country raised me to be a stupid, drug abusing, high school dropout student. My childhood was gone before I realized that I'm useless. Trying to raise my kid to be a kid, but I'm clueless. Sometimes I feel my mother hates me and she wouldn't miss me if I was gone, so I'll pop pills and drink whiskey. Fuzz say I fit the district, so he frisks me. Then he find a prescript, so he clicks me. I'ma bail myself out and hit the liquor store. Sip after sip till I'm sick on the kitchen floor. So be it, I'm a motherfucking alcoholic. Cocaine and whiskey, twisting up that chronic.
I'm still trying to get DC to call in, but he's being a little bitch about it.
I don't think he'll ever call in again, because I always pick on him way too much. Oh, wait, no, that's poo-poo. Never mind.
No, he said that he was like, well, I have a lot on my mind, and, like, that I disrespected Ghetto, and so I still feel shitty about that.
Tell him don't worry about it. Gail's always like that.
Holy shit, you're expanding it, or?
Oh, yeah, I was supposed to be in, but my dad wants to leave. I'm here and go to the bathroom. This is the master closet. The one that's around you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is there.
Nice.
So eventually this will be all of the back. Right now.
Oh, okay.
What was her old closet?
Hmm.
Yeah. I think I just
looked
it up.
My mom doesn't
like it
because they're like, what's the door? Oh, yeah.
So,
I mean,
she won't
talk.
She's
like, well, yeah. Anyway. How about we go into a track?
Yeah.
How about we go with this one?
Give me some guitar, K. Lloyd. Yeah. I like that. Keep it going, man. Rock and roll, baby! Yeah, we're gonna get real drunk to this one. So, if you don't wanna get knocked over, get the hell out the mosh pit, baby. Cause we about to go. Okay, I like big booty bitches rapping to Leonard Skinner. Cases of beer, cold as a Kansas City winner. Drink to get drunk to find a chick and put dick off in her. Then make her take me shopping for kicks and Harold Pinner. My family gave me rocks, my family gave me raps. The streets gave me guap, the streets gave me straps. Black bitches fuck me, white bitches love me, trust me. I do them both at the same time, rough as rugby. Do them both to Bon Jovi, and then to Public Enemy. Energy in me definitively, I'm on Hennessy. Then I'm on Jimmy B. I used to have red fights that raves, then turn around having blue and red fights with Cage. Your parents got a cold shiver, cause a pot of gold hit a father gorilla. That's a dollar go getter, and he's an awesome flow spitter. Your daughter goes with a guy who loves Millers. Why?
Cause I'm a rock and roll nigga.
They don't understand me. God naturally tend me. You don't like it, I can't be a
nigga.
Diamonds, black and white bitches crying when they eyes is this
rock and roll nigga.
And I ain't changing, got my slip knot banging, and I swear to God I ain't never ever giving up.
Fried chicken with the curds, black nigga, what?
High school hung with a white boo-ha. Came home, then I went straight to Juma. Then after that, I put back on my red Puma. Then rocking a chick the same height and color as Puma. And we get the lead out to Zeppelin, we blow the bed out. Got a call from one of the homies in trouble, so yo, we sped out. Got to the hood and found a rival, we took his head out. We had to show them evil motherfuckers what that red about. Until we find them killers, you know we will search. For those who killed first, we gon' let the field squirt. And this mentality's valid because we real hurt. To ease the pain, I listen to Getty, Alex, and Neil Peart. Growing up, it was a chore, cause I gravitated toward the stuff the homies ignored. Like tripping up bad brains when on my skateboard. Even more, name my gangster rap label after the door.
Cause I'm a rock and roll nigga.
They don't understand me, God naturally tend me. You don't like it, I can't be a
nigga.
Black and white bitches crying when they eyes hit this
rock and roll nigga.
And I ain't changing, got my slip knot banging, and I swear to God I ain't never ever giving up.
Why took your wings and curse, black nigga, why?
My mama made me, raised me, played me, 80s made me crazy. My father played me crazy, made me, ate me, made me, praised me.
But I'm a real with a lot of will. Remembered I would kill for a dollar bill. But that all changed with strange, man, I got a deal. Like every scholar in the game got a lot of meals.
Kill a ride, make a fucking bring the house down. Who that gang banging, rocking with the loud sound. Detect a Nina with the shit that make them broads hound. Telekinesis with my features, get them draws down.
And that goes for the Grand Dragon Daughters too.
Whoa.
The Neo Soul kind of chicks they wanna swallow who? And yo, little low wigger, better not be caught with no sitter.
Cause I'm a rock and roll nigga.
They don't understand me, God naturally tend me. You don't like it, I can be a
nigga.
Rockin' 600 diamonds, black and white bitches crying when they eyes hit this
rock and roll nigga.
And I ain't changing, got my slip knot banging, and I swear to God I ain't never ever giving up.
Why took your wings and curse, black nigga, why?
All right, and we are back, and nobody's called in, so awesome. Guess let's just play a random track, so fuck your calling.
Does this excite you? Think about it. Does it not stagger the imagination? No builder on earth can conceive any structure to compare to the mansions above. Won't that be something when you go to live in your own mansion? There'll be no concern about paying for it. It's already taken care of. There'll be no worry of being moved out of it. It will be yours forever.
I got shot. Ah, the murder was heinous. The bullet went in my eye, falling out my anus. And I was hit by a dick on the spot. Flash, I woke up.
Trying to open up a goddamn
this excite you? Think about it. Does it not stagger the imagination? No builder on earth can conceive any structure to compare to the mansion above. How are we going to this? Okay, now that we're done with that, how about we go some motherfucking Midwest chapters?
Welcome to Misery Punk. We deep rooted in this, you know what I'm saying? KCMO, KCK, you know what I'm saying?
That's how we do it. Tech 9 in this piece. Certain music represents.
Welcome to misery where the killers pop another. When I say pop another, I mean deadly with the tongue of the gun. We can do it if anybody wanted. Where the rapping niggas are clapping up another, tell everyone. Misery loves company, so we deal with the enemy. When it be energy, sending me the route. I'm negativity tripping with me. You run up for your life because you ran your mouth.
Bang or we can bang. It ain't no game. We untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim. Release your brain. That ain't no thing. You're insane. We living in pain. And it's a shame that you came and got drained. To listen, man, stay in your lane. Bang or we can bang. It ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim. Release your brains, that ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain. And it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane.
Been the witness of murderous monologue of a menace coming from out of a sinister, formidable place. I can let you know the ins and the outs, and I can spit it wicked, twisted, and you can see by the look of my face. Give me the mic and I'ma mangle it, tangle it. Definitely the people see that I got the hang of it. Pity you gotta try to make a mockery of a city. Who fuck them and fuck them, fuck it, you baby, we dangerous. Came to get strange with it, bang with it. Stop and get a little untamed with it. Get the chopper like a filly, your bully with a hoodie. Should've get up and take him out of bitch came with it. Well, the answer is right before your eyes. Who do you despise? Killers, we chop you. We got to stop you. Pop you, partner, you guzzin'. Get about us away. One second, need to be buzzing. Gotta give it up. I'm a veteran like Edison. I'ma light him up and get in your head again. I'm better than ever. Never let a feather in. Does it be fetishin'? Sever it, hit the mic and then we peddle in medicine. I'm a chopper, chopper, chopper. Automatic kicking the ammunition. Killing the competition. No, it ain't nobody. Hotter, hotter, hotter. Damaging everything and everybody. You know we on a mission. Listen to me. How can I make you understand? I'm a general. Even if you pop in, the competition is minimal. Can't see the killers and you can bet that we criminal. The demon inside of me keep on telling me when to go. So I'ma keep rapping the Midwest choppers, freaking flows. And I'm about to be up on top of this and truly be busted. Begging for mercy, you fuck, I ain't giving you nothing.
Bang or we can bang, it ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain. And it's a shame that you came and got drained. To listen, man, stay in your lane. Bang or we can bang, it ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain. And it's a shame that you came and got drained. To listen, man, stay in your lane.
Fame or we
and aim. Release your brain, that ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain. And it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane.
Baby, you better act right, get right. Cause I'm the baddest nigga hooking up with the fastest badass. And you hit you with the lyrical, lyrical, miracle web. Incredible, about to knock the head off of several. Diggy, diggy down, watch it pick you down. And the clown, them hounds, we pound for your town. Diggy, diggy, diggy. And if you looking for the sound, you can be found by the nigga wearing the crown. Are you really with me? And when you hear it, nigga, then zip it. D-zip it, make you wanna reposition your pivot. We'll be writing and spitting, we making somebody get it. And if they won't hear it and get living, forget it, forget it.
Stop.
I reckon keep babbling on, I'm rattling off at the mouth. While we traveling, don't be thinking that I'll be speaking about the things that I'll be doing. Couples coming up out my mouth, it's all I'm about to ruin you and you and you. And I can stop at the drop of the caribou. And if it's on the pop, and it's doing you and you. And I won't hesitate to chop you and you and you. What it do with you? And if you're looking for the better and the veterans who combust, you got the Cali gun for fun. And if it don't be busting back at you when you attack, I'm on the track, I'm holding putting down the gun.
You love a chopper. You love a chopper, that technique is a chopper.
The calico will knock your block off. You never see it coming, hit you when we're gonna, you're running, we walk off. Cause it's most effective, we pump. And we coming head hunting, but we won't stop till we get to the top. Doing the way that we meant with chop, yeah, chop, yeah.
Strange Music, bitch. 7 years of excellence. T.O.G. and N9 and E. Real numbers, bitch. Now from us to you, Tech Nine Collabos. Welcome to Misery Loves Company. And for all the haters, fucking peasants, super motherfucker, figure it out.
All right, and we are done with Midwest Choppers, so how about we go into, hell no, not that group, they suck. How about we go into the track Slut by Monoxide.
I'm a slut.
I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore.
I'm a slut.
I can't fuck you anymore because you don't do nothing for me.
I'm a slut.
I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore.
I'm a slut.
I can't fuck you anymore because you don't do nothing for me.
Girl, they don't love me a bit, but they all want a piece of this dick like licorice. Come get you some, but my dick ain't no chewing gum. I always hate leaving, but I love to come. Now let me hop on your belly button, son. I'm an adrenaline rush like jumping off a cliff. And when I land, I got you laying in a bed like this. You never seen something quite like it. Keep an eye on your girl, I'm addicted to this. I'm a wolf in sheep's clothes, but I still curl toes and freak holes. And all they say is,
can I get some more?
We're gonna hit him with the serious. Man, hell no. I'm a one-night stand in a two-piece band who really don't give a fuck if your man understands.
I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore because you don't do nothing for me.
Now you're feeling like you're no good. Even got you smoking on a little bit of backwood. Just enough to let the freak go now. To let the real party start when I'm back at her house. I love to fuck. I'm a sex addict with more moves than your mom's craft addict. I'm asthmatic, so get on top and get hot, but don't stop. Cause I'm about to hop off and then I flush the rubber. Just in case you wanna be a mother. And when you ask me your name and I say I forget, just remember one thing, I'm Rick James,
I'm bitch. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore.
Oversized sex drive, I'ma ride this beat like I ride them freaks.
What?
24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm a lucky motherfucker, call me Sevalev. I got one on my tongue, another giving me head. I got a tool belt on the side of my bed, but it's filled with a bunch of sex toys instead.
I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore because you don't do nothing for me.
Me.
lit by the moonlight. I'm in control around the corner, cause tonight's the night. And now you're mine, you can't ignore me no more. I'm in your yard right now, and I'm walking up to the door. 11:34 p.m. on the dot, it's time to pick the lock. Through the door I go, I smell your body, and I grab my cock. In your room now, your dog's mouth is shut with staples. You wake up to find that you're tied by your hands and ankles. I look at you, scream evilly, I begin to ejaculate. Abduct, murder, murder, kill, kill, rape, abduct.
I wanna give you love, abduct, infect you with pain. Visions of your blood pouring down the bathtub drain. Sitting in your grind, sitting all alone, putting cigarettes on my wrist, waiting for you to get home. Hiding in the corner, I hear the purr of your car. One of your dogs hanging from the garage door opener. Masturbating in your bed with your dirty underwear. Trying to flood shots on the crotch with fragments of pubic hair. Hear you talking to your moms on the phone through the heat vents. In your closet, rubbing my face with your undergarments. Lights escaping under the door into my darkness. I pumped up naked, completely shaved, and grabbed her by her car. And took her by her hair down to the end of the hall. Screaming for her life, I crucified her to the law.
Doctors, negotiations, delegations, first degree murder, penetration with restraint. I never did no wrong from right, dragging a body alongside of the river in the moonlight. Concept of reality lost, the son of a paradox of ritual murder, home invasion, the mass intruder on the prowl, looking for that body pop, blood stained white top, rigor mortis sets in the victim, and after a while, I feel the shame and there's no turning back. I listen to the beating of a heart as it fades, and then her lungs collapse. I remember she was screaming, want to know what's wrong with me, mental abuse, a fucked up kid, my mama hated me. My whole life's been hatred and nothing sacred but pain. I wrap this bitch up in black garbage bags and bury the body in the rain. It's a shame, from inner demons I can't escape. I put a gun in my head and pull the trigger as I masturbate.
Adaptive to Prozac masturbating. Okay, I think that should go into a psycho bitch collabo.
I want you to quit calling me, following me, riding your trip with me. After you get you swallowing me, never knew this jungle would explode.
Like this.
Now that I know this, I must reload.
Clips. How many of them in a psycho bitch? Down for the minute with a major twist. Pain with a bit of game, it's that bitch sickness. Everybody sees the evil symptoms, so you know. When sexual activity happens and fear starts to flow, time to go. They come with a big package and back, send them twice that. But the fatal attraction would only get. When you sleep with a woman that's on the edge in your bed, cause you'll be resting in
red. Killer.
They'll find the number to your residence, not hesitant, unprecedented. Ain't no mystery to us, she's demented. Ain't never gonna get myself in another mixed up with a psycho bitch millimeter with a master plan, so you won't be up in a ditch like shit. Wild child, running wild behind the smile is a frown. That'll make you lay it down quickly. She's shifty, killer strictly, have to come and get me. From a rose to a 357, 360, psycho bitch.
I'm
As the smoke clears, you wonder why this woman packs the most fear. She keeps a broken heart in the 380 close near. From me to you, if you sense she's psychotic, better watch what you do. What they do?
They say this psycho bitch was made from us. Psycho. Say they get Nathan much hate from us.
Psycho.
From the angelic you rave in us.
Psycho.
Stay the fuck away from us.
Psycho.
Quit it. Chickens only living and driven to get hit it. Turn around and flip it. penny of money to men's sentence. You can run a bitch by just the end sentence. What is he to maybe you better forget it. Psycho like Michael, you might go wake up to knives and rifles. When your eyes close, he's liable. Like I know to move on you like Tavo. Even I know this fly hole like rivals. Them turn you into Vavo. Either that or you turn your back and the bitch tag with a blade up in your spinal. Should've listened to them phone calls. Don't stop with them harassing threats. Well, the vision was them draws and me plotting on heaven's sake. Got me tripping, fist in a ball. I know something gonna happen next. I'll kill this crazy bitch and give her back your tank.
I think we should play some Scum, motherfuckers. So here we go.
Fucking cunt. Stupid cunt.
Bloody cunt.
Fucking cunt! You fucking no good cunt.
You useless cunt. You stupid cunt.
You fucking cunt!
You cunt.
Oh, fucking cunt. Gaming cunt.
Cunt. You fucking cunt. You conniving cunt.
C-U-N-T. Cunt.
You're just a cunt. You're nothing but a cunt. You make me want to get a blade of flesh. You like a bluff. And worthless lies give me cunt. No for talking shit. You better shut the demon door. I'll end up getting hit. You're just a cunt. You're nothing but a cunt. You make me want to get a blade of flesh. You like a bluff. And worthless lies give me cunt. No for talking shit. You better shut the demon door. I'll end up getting hit. Bitch, you better get it right. Better shut the fuck up. Tell her like a winner. Tell her that it's getting stuck up. I'ma let her know she better do exactly as she told. Disobey me. Try to blame me. And without her going on. Till you cough, talking crazy, must be crazy. Where you send us, where you fall. I am not a woman beater, but I like to swing my bat. Accidents about to happen, trust me, how I'm good at that. Accidentally knock her teeth out, accidentally push the cunt down the stairs, nobody cares, thinking that's some kind of stunt. Head revolving like hydraulics off the floor and off the wall. Even if she goes and blows me, but forgets to lick my ball. Got respect and love for women, but a gun is getting done. Traumatizer, sodomizer with the barrel of my gun. Suck a dick, cause all you good for sticks to doing what you know. I'll rearrange your features with the vicious hammer blow. You're just a cunt, you're nothing but a cunt. You make me want.
I love this.
hopelessly. Sometimes you see me by yourself consequently. Remembering the past, I laugh at your class. Eventually, negativity don't last. Growing time takes time, pure love will never class. Potentially, stay real and show skill. Feel the feel, feel the meal, cause there's no time to heal. Heal over heels, there's a long road ahead of us. Nowadays, I meet people I can't even trust. Love's not lust, good things can't be rushed. I'ma keep my head up, let my karma be plush. Watch me as you analyze my style. Imitate my ways, 4 days you were made. I feel what's the amaze, you better change your ways. You gotta bring a day.
Chris Brown, and Chris Brown, and Chris Brown. is a beautiful lady. So we kick it on the daily. Don't ever betray me. It don't faze me. Fuck you, pay me. I'm hard to play like a ukulele. Fast life got you in and out of cash, right? Relationships on and off like a flashlight. X Games got you feeling like that. Life going through more ups and downs than a half pipe. Life is what you make of it. I never got a B-I-T-C-H from it. You either live it, pimp it, or love it. I do all three, so I'm never out of budget. Balance is everything. My circle only shows love like a wedding ring. Good energy, so we heating up. In this ADD era, we speed it up. Elegant queen, a delicate thing in this intelligent dream. Ain't worried about your irrelevant schemes. I came to build and develop the scene. Evil access, access to evil. World spinning on the access to evil. Give them the truth, they won't believe you. People love what's really see-through. Ha, and music is my outlet. I stand out like the colors in my outfit. I give you props though, cause I'm not a hater. I call shots like an NBA commentator. And the struggle is a tragedy. Recession made it hard to eat like a cavity. I stay down to earth like gravity. Stack my Ezekiel bread organically.
Soundboard to unfreeze. I will play this other track that I wanted to hear tonight, so here we go with that.
Always have those fucked up names, Crypto Chronic, kinda like nigga.
Jesus. Yeah. Hey man, I got this new dance for y'all, man. Call that major, man. Crank however you want to, man. Just throw that nigga across the club, man. That's all you gotta do, man. Sell him, man.
No, we don't throw the boy, don't fight a man, don't Roosevelt. Just see, no, we just throw the midget across that flow and crank the man. Nick, me, now what, man? Crank that man, now what, crank that man, now what, crank that man, now what, crack that bowling ball, man. Robocop wouldn't let me in the door. I jacked his ass out. Went to the bar and got drunk, then I passed out. Woke up on the floor, so I'm cranking my damn
I
cross my feet over, then pull up my pants.
I'm feeling
my
pants. I'm feeling
so cool. So I crank back and think back. Wait. No, we don't throw the boy, don't fight a man. Don't Roosevelt just see. Now we just throw the midget across that floor and crank the man. Nick me, now what, man? Crank that man, now what, man?
Crack that hot potato, make that midget dance, break
break his neck, I call a fable. All them boppers in the club show me love when they do my dance. But when you grab that midget, man, you gotta understand.
No, we don't talk to boy, don't buy the man, don't Roosevelt, you see. Now we just throw the midget up, cross that flow and crank the man in me. Now what, man? Crank that man in me. Crank that man in me.
Thing led to another, all I heard was,
yeah.
even if I did die young, so nobody expected me to ever grow up. Grandmama lectured me, you better grow up. But there was no telling me I wasn't grown up. Even if I did die young, so nobody expected me to ever grow up. Grandmama lectured me, you better grow up. But there was no telling me I wasn't grown up.
Another random track, Super Villain.
On the Bomb Ass Podcast 8, get your shit straight. My phone's ringing one more time. I'm going to answer that. Y'all check this song, all right? Peace.
What up, man? Who the fuck is this motherfucker right here? All right, listen. All right, nah. Why the fuck we out here every day and you keep getting all these blue motherfucking faces around? Let me tell you something. This ain't the time and the place for that. You gotta quit bringing all these funny style motherfuckers around, man, because half these motherfuckers, you know, they really ain't down, man. Check this out. Who's the new dude? Who's the new dude? I ain't trying to be rude, but who's the new dude? Who's the new dude? Who's the new dude? I ain't trying to be rude. Who's the new dude? Bringing around me. I never saw your ass in my life. How you find me? I don't like new dudes coming on the set. You just another rookie who ain't paid two checks. Salary cap, we ain't spitting no rap. You ain't getting no dap. You get your bitch ass slapped. Fuck you and that crew you be in. You so brand new, you brand new be in. I smoke you like the kush that my doobie in. So smell me like the crystal flake Peruvian. Don't worry what's karma truly in, cause I'm truly not your friend. Get your little stinking ass from round here, before you catch a motherfucking round here. Dead bodies often get found here, right down here. You know I'm
who the new dude, who the new dude. I ain't trying to be rude, but who the new dude, who the new dude, who the new dude. I ain't trying to be rude, but who the new dude, who the new dude. Who the new dude? I ain't trying to be rude, but who the new dude? Who the new dude? Who the new dude? I ain't trying to be rude, but who the new dude?
I was chilling with this bitch one day in Fuddruckers. This nigga walked up, all looking like he fucked up. Back up, playboy, I'm about to fuck this bitch. I'm the shit and I'm with you, brand new at this. Who the fuck is you? I never seen your face. Did you know this nigga? This is a fucking disgrace. You about to get your ass whipped. You don't know me, stop playing. Trying to even get some pussy, you just trying to fit in. Got some heat for you, need to get popped if you want to. Don't fuck with your kind, so you just a new dude. Yeah, I'm rude, watch this, get smacked like a bitch. You tricks your girl, she already sucked my dick.
Who the new dude? Who the new dude? I ain't trying to be rude, but who the new dude? Who the new dude? Who the new dude? I ain't trying to be rude, but who the new dude? Who the new dude? Who the new dude? I ain't trying to be rude, but who the new dude? Who the new dude? Who the new dude? I ain't trying to be rude, but who the new dude?
You the new dude in the classroom, you nerd. Acting like your shit don't think you're just a turd. Oh, word? You think you rocking the mic? I'm that ninja on the motorcycle blocking the bike. Fuck new dudes, I'm old school like a Jedi blade. Still I stack chips like I'm better made. Fuck the radio, cause they know they never play. The true story of a hustler out the dope brain.
I see him over there, all quiet and shit. This nigga real scary style, acting like a little chick. It's cause he knew, you know I know. Make him go to the show. Baby, do some sneaky shit like a nigga don't know. You fucking new dude.
Yeah, you motherfucker.
Well, we're back, and apparently I don't know how to say motherfuckers. So, how about... Here we go.
Yeah. Don't you know good bar? Yeah. Steven
Word. elderly father, five and sisters. One step from lashing out at you. You are last to get under my skin. Call yourself a friend. I've got more friends like you. What do I do? Is there no standard anymore? What it takes, who I am, where I've been, below. You can't be something you're not. See yourself by yourself. Stay away from me. A lesson learned in life, not from the dawn of time. Respect. What do you say? Respect. What are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? When I'm not around, it's easy to achieve. You turn to weak friends that sympathize. Can you hear their violins playing your songs? Those same friends tell me your every word. Is there no standing anymore? What it takes, who I am, where I've been, below. You can't be something you're not. Be yourself, by yourself, stay away from me. All that's been learned in life, known from the dawn of time. Respect. What? What do you say? Respect. What? Are you talking to me? Respect. What? What do you say? Respect. What? Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? No way, folks.
I make these bitches bark. I make these bitches bark. feeling flexible when she sucked my meat. She getting all ape on me, jerking with her feet. Now, if this bitch does right and swallows my skeet, then my good girl, she will definitely get a treat. I finally hooked my bitch, call me the dog catcher. She's so fine, yeah, a beautiful creature. I love fucking a bitch when we in the doggy style. Bouncing her ass around, it's definitely worthwhile. I got this bitch working loud, they call animal control. Because this bitch love how I penetrate her hole. This bitch be all over me like she be in heat. She will claw me up once we under them sheets. Stand back, bitch, you about to take my Cyclops. I'm aiming for your pupils like some eye drops.
They hit on my dick, they say they wanna lick. They going on a busted trip, I always make the pussy trip. I make these bitches bark, I make these bitches bark. I make these bitches, I make these bitches, I make these bitches bark. These bitches on my dick, they say they wanna lick. They going on a busted trip, I always make the pussy trip. I make these bitches bark, I make these bitches bark. I make these bitches, I make these bitches, I make these bitches bark. They hit on my dick, they say they wanna lick. They going on a busted trip, I always make the pussy trip. I make these bitches bark, I make these bitches bark. I make these bitches, I make these bitches, I make these bitches bark. These bitches on my dick, they say they wanna lick. They going on a busted trip, I always make the pussy trip. I make these bitches bark, I make these bitches bark. I make these bitches, I make these bitches, I make these bitches
bark. And we're back. What up, kiddo?
Woo!
So my question is, you have a song that you did called Dog Face Bitch and Make These Bitches Bark. What the hell is your whole deal with dogs?
Big homie's not going to like that you played that song and I said bitch too many times.
Who gives a fuck? Big homie isn't even here.
As for that, I don't know, that one song was directed towards a ugly bitch. And
I know who that bitch is.
And this, this trick. And his track was just pretty much, you know, bitches, as in, like, fucking bitches.
It does seem weird, because I just thought about that. I was like, wait, you have a song called Make Those Bitches Bark with Busta B? It's like, what the hell? That's the question I had to be asked.
Well, the first track, that was just, you know, my idea. And then this time around, that was his idea, like, you know, years later.
Nice.
It was just funny because he sent me that track and he was real angry when he was talking about fucking bitches on that track. I was like, why are you so mad?
Nice.
He's like, that's what type of beat it was. I was like, yeah. It's like, why'd you choose that beat? He's like, I don't know, man. It sounds dope. I was like, fuck it, man. It's dope.
So we want to make bitches bark on an aggressive beat.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I was like, dude, I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to say on this shit.
I was just like, that was just one of those perfect moments where you call him right at that. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, I get tracks like that all the time from him.
Nice.
There's a few actually turned down, though, so, yeah, you'll never hear those.
I don't want to hear them, but it is what it is.
Where the hell's everybody at?
Nobody even tuned in, except Mandy for the first, whatever, 20 minutes, and then she left.
Damn, only 20 minutes. You've been sitting there by yourself.
Pretty much, just playing random bullshit the whole time.
Damn. Boy, hit him with that. Crank that mini-me.
I already hit it. Right here.
You're not supposed to play it when I'm not here, dumbass.
Well, fine, I'll play it again.
No. Did you play the Black P track yet?
Yes, and the chicken song.
What the fuck, man? You asked me if I said not until later, motherfucker.
Well, I waited 1 hour. That was later.
Wow, man, I put in requests. Don't even wait
but
for
here
me.
Here we go, let's crank that mini-me again. Just because, hell, it's a good track.
Always have those fucked up names. Crypt the Chronicle like nigga.
Jesus. Yeah. Hey, man, I got this new dance for y'all, man.
Call that midget, man. Crank however you want to, man. Just throw that nigga across the club, man. That's all you gotta do, man. Sell him, man.
No, we don't throw the boy, don't fight the man. Don't roll the vest, just see. Now we just throw the midget up across that floor and crank the man. Nick me, now what, man? Crank that man, now what, man?
Life, life, yo, life, fast, fast, life, life, oh, tight, tight, my. is a beautiful lady. So we kick it on the daily. Don't ever betray me. It don't faze me. Fuck you, pay me. I'm hard to play like a ukulele. Fast life got you in and out of cash, right? Relationships on and off like a flashlight. X Games got you feeling like fast life. Going through more ups and downs than a half pipe. Life is what you make of it. I never got a B-I-T-C-H from it. You either live it, pimp it, or love it. I do all three, so I'm never out of budget. Balance is everything. My circle only shows love like a wedding ring. Good energy, so we heating up. In this ADD era, we speed it up. My life, queen, a delicate thing in this intelligent dream. Ain't worried about your irrelevant schemes. I came to build and develop the scene. Evil access, access to evil. World spinning on the access to evil. Give them the truth, they won't believe you. People love what's really see-through. Ha, and music is my outlet. I stand out like the colors in my outfit. I give you props though, cause I'm not a hater. I call shots like an NBA commentator. Struggle is a tragedy. Recession made it hard to eat like a cavity. I stay down to earth like gravity. Stack my Ezekiel bread organically. My life, life, yo, yo, life, life, fast.
Found the dude who made the fried chicken song.
Are you serious?
This is Google search. I mean, YouTube search, black guy fried chicken. He's like, guys, this will be like 200 fucking times. I wrote a song about fried chicken. He starts singing the whole song, like, yep. 2 minutes 30 on YouTube, 229 on here.
Wow, he fucking found it.
I got lucky as fuck.
So does he have anything else on there?
He only had 3 videos, and the other 2 are about gaming and shit, so not important.
Oh. What'd you do, put fried chicken in?
That's my question. What the fuck?
No, how did you find it? Did you just put the fried chicken song?
I put black guy fried chicken song. And that was like the first result.
Are you fucking kidding me? I was not expecting it to be that easy.
Okay, these are the 3 videos he has. Battle of the Year 2009, B-Boy, Pepe Lupe versus Random Dude, some stupid shit. Lady Calls Black Guy a Nigga, and Fried Chicken Song. That's all.
Wow. So what the hell is his name?
The name of the dude's channel is HKECK0.
Wow. Now, who the fuck would ever remember that?
Besides him, who the fuck would know?
Man, he probably don't even remember, man. That's why he only got 3 videos.
Still, he has 1,500,000 views on that one for the fried chicken song.
Yeah, dude, people left some positive feedback on that. Like, man, you ain't that bad of a singer. And shit like that.
I have no clue. This seems to be the original video, but it could be Is it somebody else that uploaded it? I have no idea.
Well, the beat that he's singing on is definitely not his beat. That's to a different song.
But, I mean, the fact that you actually see a guy singing in front of you, I think this is the official channel, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's awkward as fuck they found that.
Yeah, a little bit.
In like 5 minutes looking for it randomly on YouTube. I'm like, holy shit, I found it? God damn.
But that song you just played though, man, that's a supposedly off his new CD coming out.
Yep. The guy who made the fried chicken song should come out with a CD.
He only has one song.
Okay, a single.
Yeah, he should sell that on iTunes.
Exactly what I was about to say. Sell that shit on iTunes. Make some money off it.
And have people like that, like they like Fandango.
Yeah, make that the new number one theme song on iTunes.
The fried chicken
soundtrack.
Song,
I think that's the number one soundtrack on iTunes.
And then number two, Fandango.
And number three, who gives a fuck?
There is no number three.
It shouldn't be. Those who are up there, there should never be a number three.
Exactly. So let me guess why Havoc's not here tonight. Because he's too tired.
He said he has 12-hour shifts. La la la. He's too tired. He's going straight to bed. I was going to ask him, can we cancel the show? But he just, like, got the hell offline. He just told me I'm in charge.
Should have just fucking canceled it.
I should have just put that episode right when it started. But, Mandy called him right then, like, within 3 minutes of it starting. I was like, what the hell? Why is she calling so early?
So she could leave after 20 minutes, duh.
Yeah, exactly.
And you see that, man? I actually posted that link to a few people, you know, but they didn't give a shit.
Yeah, I mean, she just hit me on Facebook telling me that she's tipsy. It's like, yep, probably a good thing she's not calling back in.
She's pissed at you?
She's tipsy, like drunk, drinking.
Oh.
It's probably not a good thing that. I mean, probably a good thing she's not calling back in.
I don't know. We need some type of entertainment.
Yeah, kind of do. You have no clue any time of thinking, you know what, fuck it, end episode, I'm done. This is annoying as hell.
That's what happens when you got one person here.
Exactly.
Havoc should realize this by now.
Pretty much. Like, unless all three of us are called in, there's really nothing that's entertaining.
Yeah. We don't have nothing to talk about, so we just can't sit here and entertain nobody.
And just play random track after random track. Like, okay, enough of this shit. Yeah, when I said, okay, fuck that, I ain't playing that fucking track. That's when they got to Mayday, when it was just jumping randomly around. Like, yeah, screw that.
Man, I had to delete, like, four songs just to upload one.
I have no clue why he likes Mayday.
I was actually thinking about deleting that track, but then I was like, he'll probably get mad.
Well, there's only two Mayday tracks on here. I might as well delete both of them.
Should.
Because they fucking suck.
Not like anybody's ever going to play them. Unless it's Havoc. Unless Havoc is to piss you off, you know.
Which doesn't really work because you know that no matter what he says, I was like, I should never give a fuck. He's like, whatever.
But he still does it, though.
And it always fails.
But it's entertaining for the most part.
It's entertaining to watch him try to piss me off and fail at it. I'll agree.
Yeah, ain't nothing else to do, man. So when he does that, fuck it.
Pretty much. And now I'm going up and down the soundboard randomly trying to choose a fucking track, but I don't even care anymore.
It's not even worth it.
It really isn't. Well, the show's about to end in 4 minutes anyways. Might as well just end it now. That's my exact thoughts.
Let's see.
But anything of interest? When I stop at random spots. What the fuck is P. Pablo?
You don't know who P.D. Pablo is?
I do not. So I think you should play that track.
Man, I know who P.D. Pablo is.
It's some Mexican, who cares?
It's not a Mexican? go ahead and play Raise Up. Go ahead.
Okay.
This is David Nevermind, and today's controversy is coming from yet another member, a hey, yo, prolific member of the hip hop community.
Please,
P. Pablo, a new artist signed under Jive.
Hey, yo, go get my ball.
North Carolina, come on and raise up. Take your shirt off, put it around your head.
Okay, maybe I was wrong. Yeah, maybe he didn't
read this right here, Granddad.
Why are you echoing?
I can't read that shit.
Okay, what the fuck was that ending?
I don't fucking know.
I was saying, okay, maybe I was wrong. Maybe it's not Mexican music. Maybe it's African Mexican music.
Close enough.
Because that ending was awkward.
Can't read that shit. I don't even remember the time. So you never heard that song before?
That was the first time.
Wow. And you used to be a gangster?
Please never say that again.
You used to be a gangster.
Please never say that shit again.
You used to be a gangster, gangster.
God damn it.
So how about DMX has a show?
Really?
Yeah, it's, I don't know what the fuck it is. Something about, like, his whole life, you know, being on drugs and all this shit or something.
I think Havoc should be on that show. Special guest.
Like, I think it was supposed to be on tonight, but I didn't know what channel OWN was. I guess it's like the Oprah Winfrey bullshit.
Yeah, it's basically a woman's channel, so who the hell cares?
No, I'm just saying, if it's supposed to have DMX on there, man, it looked like it'd be pretty funny.
Well, I'm sure you can find it online.
Probably. But I'm just saying, I didn't know what the channel was, man. I was going to watch it.
So next week you're watching it.
I don't even know if I get that channel.
I have no idea if you do or don't. I know it's one of the channels that's available on the, like, whatever satellite thing that I have here, but I will never watch that channel.
Do you have that channel?
It's somewhere on the satellite.
Somewhere on the satellite. Well, no shit.
Well, I mean, I know it's one of the channels that is available to watch stuff on because it's not like a premium channel. Not like HBO or something, you know? Showtime, not like one of those channels, but I mean, I know I can watch it, but I will choose not to.
I see.
And probably a good thing we don't tell Havoc that James Dunn did a cover of Pantera.
I'm sure he already knows.
He probably does.
Because at one time he did play all those cover songs that he was doing.
Well, that was the first cover CD by James Dunn. This is a new one that he's just started working on.
He did another? What the fuck?
He's doing Saint White Karaoke Part 2.
Great.
And he's uploaded 3 new songs, basically. So he has a pin.
Somebody ran out of shit to do.
Yeah, instead of working on a new album, he's going to upload rock covers of stuff like Pantera, whatever the hell this is. Cover of Seven Mary Three's Cumbersome.
The fuck is that?
I have no clue.
That's like Tones, and man. It's like Tones using that Johnny Cash beat.
The last cover that he has up here is Bushmouth Stingray mix. Or Bush's Mouth Stingray mix, whatever the hell that is. So I think he likes doing cover songs right now.
You think?
Pretty much.
Wow.
He also is doing the cover of the song Vermilion Part 2.
Huh?
Whatever the fuck that is. I have no clue. Apparently these are rock covers.
I think that might be a Slipknot song.
Who knows? Probably find it on the soundboard.
Why would you find that on the soundboard?
No, I'm saying the song Vermillion, then I could tell if that is Slipknot.
I don't think it's going to be on the soundboard.
Well, I'll see whenever the fuck the search thing wants to work, which it never does.
I don't even know where the fuck the search button is on there.
It's right next to the add button.
And where's that?
The add track button.
What, on the actual soundboard?
Yeah, it's right there. Like, you see how there's the add track button, and then there's a little search thing. You just click that, and you type whatever you're looking for. Even though it's slow as fuck.
Well, fuck that then.
But that's just the soundboard being perfect. It has to be slow as hell. So to find Havoc's theme song, I have to use that. I just type the word S. I said what? It's like Sam. And then it's like, oh, there it is.
Sam?
Well, yeah, the sampler. I had to start typing out S-A-M to find the fucking track.
I was like, why is the label under Sam?
It's not. It's not to type that to find that because of how many tracks are on the soundboard by ICP.
Yeah.
It's a pain, but it's worth it.
So you know what I found out today? I found out that that Mike dude actually runs that Chris Penland page.
That Mike Wise dude?
Yeah, wow. whatever the fuck his name is. Yeah, he helps run that page.
That's not surprising at all. Because pedophiles stick together.
Which is very awkward.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I think it's funny as hell that Chris Penland keeps posting this shit up. I'm sorry, I was in the wrong to ask young girls for titty pictures to jerk off to.
And the funny thing is I saw, like, an anonymous page that's actually going after him right now.
Another one?
Well, an anonymous, you know, like, anonymous is actually going after him right now, apparently.
Like a fucking mask, people?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I said they have, like, a case going against him.
P for Penland. Like V for Vendetta.
Pretty much. Anonymous against Chris Penland.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah, I can point you to it.
That's funny.
I have no clue if this is bullshit or if it's real, but apparently they posted something about him recently, and they posted something about, like, you know, some other people that they were looking for first.
Yeah, apparently somebody else is doing similar shit, like more Juggalo people. But nobody goes after them. Just this guy.
Yeah, but this is funny. If they're actually going after him, then he will be caught. But that page was only made 10 hours ago, so I really doubt it's real.
But, like, yeah, man. Like, if they have all this proof and shit, like, why isn't it doing anything?
It said something about, like, it needs to go through court, whatever system. They said they have 3 cases open on him, but...
Three cases and they can't even do anything?
Well, pretty much.
That's ridiculous.
It really is.
So,
I mean, honestly...
He could just sit there and continue to do this shit while they're processing everything.
Exactly. I mean, hell... Like, there's enough proof that he's done it.
He's even posted shit. himself.
Stupid enough to post it.
That would get him so fucked.
I mean, honestly, if you're going to do this kind of shit, you don't brag about it or don't talk about it on the internet. That's stupid as fuck. You will get caught.
My favorite thing is saying, how he's saying he's against, you know, child molesters and, you know, online harassment.
I'm laughing at that because that's the stage. The one harassing against him is like, and why the fuck are two of my friends, like, you know, like that page? It's like, okay. I mean, hell, even, like, some people that, you know, I'm cool with, I mean, because I know a lot, you know, my friends are, like, women, like, they dealt with, you know, his bullshit and whatnot. Like, just, you know, a whole bunch of them. But, I mean, even, like, acetones against him and saying that he hopes he gets locked away, too. Because he's a fucking bitch. Basically, acetone did something about him today.
But acetone has something to say about everybody, though.
Oh, well, yeah, he does. You give him the random guy, homeless guy down the street from where he lives, he'll have some bullshit to talk about him.
Exactly.
He's homeless. Just shit like that.
Yeah. But it is funny the shit that people say to that dude. Say some fucked up shit like, yeah, go jerk off to that. Like,
and I don't really think that this anonymous against Chris Penlon is a, I'm going to borrow Victoria's word, legit page.
Man, it's probably him.
I mean, the page has only been up for like one day.
Yeah, it's probably him.
It has to be.
That'd be funny as hell.
So I'm unliking it after I liked it.
So that dude's really, like, in his 30s?
Pretty much, and he still lives with his mother.
I'm just saying, man, over 30 years old, man, what the fuck?
Seriously, like, dude, if you're going to ask people for that shit, ask people at least 18. I mean, hell, I mean, you might not have as much success, but still, you get success with some.
No success. It's not that hard.
Well, I said you might not have that much success, but you'll get some.
I'm just saying, it's not that hard to get legal chicks to, you know, get naked.
Exactly. I mean, not all of yours will, but some will, some won't. It depends on, you know, like, you know what I mean? Depends on how well you know them and all that.
Then you run into the one girl that has respect.
Respect! I had to do it. The whole
yeah.
CM Punk thing about respect. That's
yeah.
The one girl that has respect.
Yeah, the girls like that, yeah, would be just like CM Punk. Demanding respect. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Exactly.
I will not show you anything. I have respect.
To my boyfriend. Or just broke up with.
Motherfucker, you posting your titties all over Facebook and shit, but somebody asks you getting naked or something. I have respect.
Pretty much.
Female logic.
It's fucked up. I had one of my friends tune into the chat room for like 5 seconds, but then she left because she couldn't figure out how to sign in.
And who was that?
It's just this one girl I know named Amanda.
See, so how many Amandas do you know?
Let's see. I'm going to type Amanda and see how many I know. If I can even spell Amanda correctly, it would help.
Wow.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I know 5 Amandas.
Wow.
And yet I talked to like 3 of them.
Ooh.
Well, I guess technically Mandy's and Amanda too, so four.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Pretty much. Because she has respect.
Is she one of them type of people?
No, not really.
Well, then what the fuck?
I say that sarcastically. Havoc has respect.
For what?
For himself.
Yeah, right, dude.
For his hand.
For his hand.
Because it's better than Chewbacca.
He has respect for his hand. What the hell?
Because it's better than Chewbacca.
Wow, that's saying something.
I have no idea. I just think it sounds good.
I'm just saying, man, if your hand is better than fucking a bitch, man, what the hell?
Because you're too airy. What the hell? Right?
I don't know, man. If she, like, super airy, man, you better be busting out, like, the shaver, the hedge clipper, you know, some shit like that.
Shit, I mean, if a bitch is that hairy and she refuses to shave, just wait till she falls the fuck asleep and shave herself off. I mean, fucking hell, come on. I mean, you can probably talk of your own shaving, unless you're, like, a hippie.
I'm just saying, man, if that should be looking like the fucking 70s, 80s pussy and shit, man, it's like, fuck that.
Exactly. I mean, my point, though, is you can talk any bitch into shaving as long as they're, like, not a hippie.
I mean, what are you talking about, man? It's 2013, man. If a bitch ain't shaving, man, there's something wrong.
Well, pretty much. I know, like, one or two girls that doesn't shave, but it's like, who the hell cares?
Who the hell cares, man? People, you know, they'll be eating that shit. Now, we talking a lot of hair. We talking, like, just a little hair.
I can't believe what we're talking about during my radio. But the one bitch I know, she's a total hippie. She just will not shave whatsoever.
Yeah, fuck
so,
she's out.
A lot of fucking hair.
She's out.
The other girl, she has a little, but I mean, she does shave most of it, so it's all cool.
Well, then that's all right, then.
Yes.
But yeah.
But honestly, like, that bitch, she has better ass.
The hairy ass bitch got fucking a better ass, is what you're saying?
No, no, I was talking about the, like, if you go with a little bit of hair, that girl's a fine ass.
That's great, but that's not what we were talking about.
It wasn't at all.
And another thing that stands in the way, man, it's kind of hard to find a female that isn't a fucking lesbian.
Well, pretty much nowadays.
It's like, damn, this girl fine, then, you know, just find out she's a lesbian.
I saw, like, one of those stupid, like, you know, phone conversation text message things, like the epic text or whatever bullshit that is. And, like, the thing said, dad, I'm a lesbian. Like, the one daughter said that to her dad. It's like, oh, and, like, blah, 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 too. It's like, god damn it. Does anyone's fucking family like dicks? Like, he said that? The text? Yeah, it's like, yeah. Like Nate or whatever. His son's name.
Oh, wow.
It's a really fucked up thing. But definitely one of the moments that's like, yeah, you definitely don't want to be part of that family. If your wife doesn't like dick, your daughter doesn't like dick, then what the fuck? You know? That's fucked up.
Interesting.
Fucked up family.
Yeah.
And I bet that's how Havoc's family is.
Isn't it, just him?
Well, him and his mom.
So, are you saying his mom doesn't like dick?
I have no idea.
Well, at one point in her life, she had to have, since Havoc's here.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's just a myth. Created by the government.
Yeah,
okay, wow.
So Havoc was created by the government, all right.
Yes. Of course he was.
Well, that would explain everything.
Okay, when'd you turn into Mandy?
That would explain why he's, you know, trying to corrupt everyone.
How the hell is he trying to corrupt anything?
I don't fucking know. Maybe that's why he made him a stinky bastard. I don't know.
Nice. Maybe that's why he's a midget.
Yeah, the experiment went wrong.
Warp tossing with Havoc went wrong.
How's that go wrong?
Well, how the hell do you toss him?
There's a wrong way to toss him.
How can you toss him? You're too fat.
Damn.
What, does he like the triple XL?
Man, that's what I'll be wearing, man. I'm fat as hell.
Oh, so he's a double.
I don't know what they eat. He might be an extra large, man. I don't know. He's not that big of a guy.
Oh, he's not that big because he's small as fuck. He's a midget big show.
Midget big show.
5 foot tall, 500 pounds.
Damn.
I'm guessing. I don't know. Wait. That's probably right.
That would look really weird.
Wow, that's what Happy looks like.
Short as a motherfucker, fat as hell. It's weird.
I like how the one time I played a song randomly when he's taking his piss break at THC Internet Friends. It's like, what the fuck is this shit you upload? I'm like, this is THC, the hybrid clown. Everyone's, oh, yeah, I uploaded that. And yet it's still on the fucking soundboard.
You uploaded this?
He tried to blame me for uploading it. He's like, what the fuck is this shit you upload to the soundboard? I'm like, this is all you. THC, the hybrid clown. Internet.
Well, if you don't know
yeah.
what it is, how could you have uploaded it?
Well, like, he uploaded it because he likes the THC person. So?
He likes what?
That artist, the Hybrid Clown. One song by them.
So what exactly is a... What the hell is a Hybrid Clown?
I have no clue.
Does he run on oil?
I have no clue, but he has two songs apparently on the soundboard. One that sucks, and one that might be good.
I think I deleted a track of his.
Probably a good thing.
I don't know what song it was, but I deleted one.
Probably a good thing.
It's like, man, ain't nobody ever going to play this.
Except Havoc. Once in a while.
Man, not even Havoc.
I tried to play once. He said, what the fuck is this shit? That was a funny moment.
That's what I was like when I clicked that fight song yesterday.
Exactly. He had loads a lot of weird shit.
It started playing. I was like, the fuck is this?
Havoc, when will you upload normal shit? Not just random shit without listening to it.
Yeah, but I blame them idiots that came in here like a few months ago. That where he put fucking Make Poop back on the fucking soundboard.
Pretty much.
But he got angry when I would play Charlie Bit Me.
You should upload that back. We had another ICP thing.
It was all auto-tuned out, you know.
You got to upload that back up here.
Charlie Bit Me. Oh.
You have to. That has to be back uploaded again.
because there was like a debate going on between that back in the day. Was he'd rather listen, you know, make poop than listen to Charlie Bit Me. Pretty much why we made that song called Havoc Bit Me. Havoc Bit Me. Ow, ow. That was good stuff. And then the one chick that used to be here, she tried telling him that it was a diss track towards him. But it was just to poke fun at him.
Pretty much. Because we always have to poke fun at Havoc.
It was just funny. That's back when we were live at midnight.
Which we've done a few episodes live at midnight, but we just think we'd be 11 to 1 now.
It doesn't even matter when we're live.
Yeah, it only matters if we have, like, an interview and people actually want to tune in for it.
Man, we're live at fucking 3 p.m. a few times. Ain't nobody give a shit.
Pretty much.
Try doing a fucking morning show. Nobody would care then.
Who the fuck would do a morning show? I mean, I'm up in the morning, but still, why the hell?
I'm just saying, man. We could do any fucking show, you know. Late at night, nobody tunes in, you know. Early in the morning, nobody would tune in, you know. Afternoon, nobody tuned in.
Pretty much.
So if you did an early morning one, maybe somebody would tune in. Everybody's waking up.
That would be the worst time to do a show ever. Hey, welcome to Regular Riot Radio. It's 5 a.m. in the morning, motherfuckers. It'd be like, fuck off. I'm going to sleep.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking like maybe 9 a.m. or something.
Yeah, still probably be asleep.
Motherfucker, you don't go to bed. You go to bed later than that.
Right now, I'm going to bed around like 2, 3, 4, somewhere around that area.
2, 3, 4, 5. Six.
9 a.m. in the morning. At the break, I'm going to bed. Yeah. Right.
Well, I mean, lately, man, I've been going to bed at like 2:30, 3 o'clock because I could. And then yesterday, right, I didn't go to bed until like 6 o'clock. I'm like, damn, what the fuck am I still doing up?
It all depends on whatever the hell's on TV. If there's anything interesting, I'll go to bed around, you know, reasonable time. If it's not, it's just like, eh, who the hell cares?
Man, there ain't shit on TV. I mean, I was watching My Cat from Hell earlier. It was just about, you know, like, people's pets that are fucking nuts.
Nice.
Well, mainly cats, obviously. But
mainly pussies.
Yeah,
I blame for that.
They have to call somebody in, you know, to tame the pussy.
I blame Spaz.
Spaz.
Yeah.
What the fuck she gotta do with anything? She's the expert on, you know, vibrating things.
Pretty much. That's about the only thing she's an expert on. Somehow she's like a nurse.
Is she ever even on, like, Facebook anymore?
I have no idea.
I mean, I understand she don't tune in, nobody texts her shit, but does she ever get on Facebook?
I'm actually going to try and see whatever the hell the last time was she was on Facebook, because I can do it with my iPhone.
How the hell are you going to find that out?
I shall right now.
Fucking stalking people. I don't even know how to see when the last time somebody logged in was.
Well, with the iPhone, like, if it was, you know, recent, it would say last online, blah, 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 like 2 hours ago.
They used to do that with, like, MySpace. The last time you logged in and shit.
Well, pretty much, but she hasn't been on since, well, hell, September
6th, 2012.
Damn. So...
Which profile is that?
What?
Which profile is that?
That's the only one I still have her as a friend on, which is Katie Spaz.
Didn't she have another one?
She does. I just don't remember what the hell it's called. It's like real name. Caitlin whatever.
Man, speaking of iPhones, man, you see that stupid shit they got, that thing you could plug in and it could be a real phone?
The hell?
Yeah, I think it's for the phone or like iPods or some shit. Where, like, you could hook it up and it's, like, you know, like an actual phone. You know, like a house phone that people used to have.
Wow, that sounds lame.
I was like, why the fuck would they do that? They got rid of these phones for a reason. But now I guess, you know, having the whole new iPhone and shit's cool. Let's bring back the old phone.
Let's bring back a phone nobody's ever going to want to fucking use.
Let's try to get these, you know, these cool kids nowadays, you know, to rock the old telephone. Make it cool. Bitch, where the fuck were you? Where the fuck were you at when we were using them phones, motherfucker?
I found a group. I think that you might. I don't know. Do you like joining groups or not really on Facebook?
I fucking hate groups. But what group is it?
Like classic horrorcore, basically. One that, you know, had like stuff that's been like 20 years old. Like, you know what I mean? Or like at least a decade.
Yeah, no thanks.
It was created by Cap.
Who?
KGP. Classic horrorcore wicked shit.
Yeah, definitely no thanks.
Basically, you know, promoting all the old school stuff, like, you know, insane poetry, like, whatever.
Yeah, probably all the people I've never even listened to.
Great Digger, Six Side.
Yeah, are they a bunch of underground people?
Yep.
Yeah, I probably a bunch of people I'd never listened to.
Of course, he has some stuff like on a, like, you know, from each on whatever, but it's like, I mean, I do what I try and do there, which is a good thing. Like, you know, give respect to like, the older school artists.
But it's a fucking Facebook group.
Yeah, who cares? As a private group.
Of course it is.
Or a closed group, whatever the fuck they call this shit.
Yeah, heaven forbid somebody, you know, see things that they post.
Yeah, see the nude pictures they don't post in there.
Oh no, not nude photos. Like how you put me in that one group and I saw nude photos of these bitches complaining about other bitches that give out nude photos.
Pretty much. That's a funny thing. When bitches do that shit, it's like, well, I hate all these bitches that show their tits because I don't like my boyfriend looking at other girls' tits. But here are my tits.
So where is that girl that you maybe make or post that picture of? Where the hell's her tits at?
What girl?
That one picture you made me post up.
Oh, that was for Aston.
Well, somebody obviously saw her naked.
Pretty much. I should ask Aston if he has some news of her. She probably does, but I don't think his girlfriend will like me texting him that.
Man, like she's ever going to see it.
Which would even be more hilarious.
Unless she got the upper hand on him. And she wears the pants in the relationship, then she might see it.
Which I believe that she probably does.
You said acetone's a bitch.
On Chuckle Rider Radio.
That's pretty funny. We'll send him a text message like that. See if she answers.
I'll do it later.
No, you won't.
Probably not.
See. No need to lie, Chris.
But he did admit to having sex with a goat.
Of course he did.
And becoming one because he had sex with it.
And afterwards he thought it was a bad idea.
Nice. Oh, shit. Wow. You should see the picture that Brad just posted as her cover photo.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
It's a picture of her, like, in a bikini, with, like, kind of, like, showing her ass. God damn.
He's like, God damn. Well, if you said God damn, man, it gotta be good, then.
It is.
Yeah, she posts a good picture, you know, sometimes.
She definitely does.
I mean, I wouldn't mind raping her mouth or something, you know what I'm saying?
I think there's a lot of guys that wouldn't mind doing that to her.
I'm just saying.
I mean, the funny thing is, I'm going through, like, all the photos that she has. She has 61 photos in this album of cover photos. And most of them are Hello Kitty pictures.
Yeah. Fucking obsessed with that shit.
I have no clue how the hell anybody could be obsessed with that.
Although I think it is pretty funny she got that Hello Titty shirt, though.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't even know it was a t-shirt. I just thought it was a picture.
I never saw that.
Yeah. You could probably find that on Google.
Okay, now I'm just going through here. I'm on the 41st picture, and apparently she's being a nice school girl in that picture.
Yeah, she got some decent pictures of her. And then, like, from the Super Bowl with her titties all, you know, pressed up. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, I saw those.
Or, like, how she took pictures with her hot-ass friend. That's pretty nice. All bloody and shit.
Exactly. I mean, she takes nice pictures.
Well,
and,
most of the time.
Well, unless it's, well, they're, like, old man.
Nah, fuck that.
I have no clue how the hell she could even consider that. You know what I mean? Date that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm that old.
Man, I'm still not convinced that they're dating.
Me,
I don't know, man. I think he might be rich or something, you know what I mean?
He's a sugar daddy.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, you know?
That's what we're all thinking, because it makes no sense.
Like, she could definitely, you know, get a better-looking guy, I guess you could say.
Totally.
But instead, she's just with somebody that, you know, just drinks and then goes to sleep all the time.
Pretty much.
The hell are you typing?
I'm typing to, Relic 781. So it's like, you know, like, he has, as in, like, you know, if you want, like, all the info for the interview and not, because, like, he said he's going to post it around a little bit. And, like, you know, because he has a picture.
What information does he need? It's all on the fucking picture.
Well, I tagged him in it, but apparently he didn't accept the tag on his wall.
What a fucking idiot.
Exactly.
I'll pass it around, but I'm not going to accept you to tag me in it, though. like if he would have accepted that, then it would have showed up on his wall.
And then he could have just shared it around to flood the fuck out of it like he said he's going to.
Wow. Wow. We're dealing with morons. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think that should be a new picture right there for Spaceballs. For Spaceballs, for Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be a picture sometime.
I think you're going to start working on a picture after the show ends.
If I decide to get up, yeah.
Pretty much. And I'm trying to figure out what the fuck, because I played the NHL 13 game before the show, and I won the whatever the fuck the QH, whatever the fuck Hockey League the first one is.
Man,
I won whatever their Stanley Cup is, their President's Trophy, or whatever the fuck they call it.
Man, I finally decided to play that Street Fighter game.
Nice. And apparently there's some matches after that that I have no clue what the fuck they're even for.
I don't know. I didn't even really mess with that hockey game. I just tried to play, you know, just the regular games of that, and I could barely do that.
The funny thing is I switched the controllers, like the classic controllers.
Yeah, I did that too, but it was still fucking hard.
And you still have to, like, aim where you want to shoot the fucking puck. And I can't win a fucking face-off with the classic controllers.
Dude, I can't win a fucking face-off either.
I can win a face-off without the classic controllers, like when it's back to like the controllers for this game, like the analog sticks, like that I can win. But I can't figure out how the fuck to do it with the classic controllers, which is probably just the X button. It's like, who the fuck cares?
It's because it doesn't tell you anything except for like the pass and the shoot button.
You have to, like, press L1, just go through it, like, a million times. Like, fucking bitch.
No, I'm talking, if you put it on the NHL 94 controllers, they only give you, like, the circle and X button. They don't tell you how to do anything else.
Pretty much. That's why those moments you want to be, like, the... You don't want to be the fucking center in those moments.
Well, you kind of have to be.
Well, if you're playing the D-Pro mode, you can be the goalie or whatever.
Fuck that. I'd be even worse as the goalie.
The right wing, left wing, whatever. You don't have to be the center player. You can be any of the other four players.
Well, I'm saying if you're controlling the entire team, you kind of have to.
Well, in the D-Pro mode, you're only controlling your player.
Well, I'm not playing be a pro.
Yes.
I don't even know if I'm ever going to do anything on that game.
You're just going to have it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just like can beat Havoc at hockey whenever the fuck he gets the game, which will be in 30 years.
Yeah, I think we could pretty much beat Havoc at any game.
He's such a noob. That's the funny thing. In 13, you can fall asleep. You can have all the time. You can fall to fucking sleep and still beat him.
I don't know, there were, like, you know, rare occasions where he beat me because the computer dude beat me up or, you know, turned on me or some shit.
It's funny that he tries to beat us. The one moment that I still have as my favorite memory from playing that with both of you was that one match where he was pissing me off. I was, like, I don't know, I was on his team and he's just getting annoying as hell. He wouldn't tag me the fuck in. So I grabbed the steel chair, I swung it, hit him and the other dude on the other team, got disqualified, and he was knocked the fuck out. The other dude just pinned him. That was the most awesome moment ever.
I don't even remember that.
I remember, but it was just too funny and perfect. I got the steel chair, and he's pissed off because he wouldn't tag me the fuck in. I think you were eliminated from the match or whatever because you were, you know, there from the start. Okay, I think you even saw me hit him with it.
I don't fucking know.
I swung the steel chair at him and the other dude. I got disqualified, and he was knocked the fuck out. One, two, three. It was perfect. And he's bitchy about it. And then his PlayStation died.
Man, people bitch all the time on that game, man. I don't bitch on that game. It's just... I get frustrated as a motherfucker because I can't do a damn thing, but I gotta sit there fucking bitch the whole time.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, man, I get frustrated as a motherfucker. I can't perform one fucking grapple move.
I get frustrated as a motherfucker that I don't know how to fucking Irish whip anybody.
You don't know how to do that?
Okay, I mean, I know how to do it. I'm just saying hypothetically because that's the only move everybody else knows how to do.
All you gotta do is hold the circle button.
I know. I'm saying it sarcastically. I know what the hell to do.
Yeah, I try doing that to people now because that's all people do to me. So, and I can't do grapples, so I always try to do that.
When people get annoying, they just do the running move because it's like funny as hell. Because, oh, they have one move to do, so I'm going to do the running move back to them.
Yeah, that's what I do to people too, but then, you know, sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's hit or miss.
Or, like, I realize I can't do anything in the match, so, you know, I just got disqualified.
Or if a person's annoying as fuck, then, I mean, you and me both know that. I can survive for a hell of a long time in a match. You know,
yeah,
I'm, like, stuck with
breaking your controllers every day.
Breaking my controller, breaking my hands, stupid shit like that. I mean, I can survive for a while. And
still don't
people
understand.
To fuck off.
Don't understand how people can keep doing that, man. Like, I fucking, you know, and you try to get it between them fucking lines all the damn time, and most of the time it's there.
Or, exactly.
Or other times the game just screws me. It's, no, you didn't get it.
I mean, the submissions, sometimes they're a bitch to break out of.
Oh, that, fuck that. I don't even try anymore. Unless,
I
like,
get, shouldn't try anymore.
Unless the game's actually, like, you know, trying to fight back a little bit, so then I try. But if that shit's all the way at the top, man, I'm out.
Pretty much. I used to like him when Havoc couldn't counter a fucking submission hold.
I don't think he can, no.
Well, remember how that one time they kind of proved the point of how bad he was? They did that hour long after he was a special referee with submission only.
Man, that was because I disqualified him like 30 times.
And me, like 20 times. But I mean, I told me to tap out like 15 times in that match, or 20 times it was in like the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, there was that too. But there was a lot more just because I kept disqualifying him because he kept hitting me with a weapon.
He just hated that match because he couldn't do shit in it.
But yeah, man, I had a match like that, man. Tag match. I hit the one dude with a submission hold. First move I did, and then he tapped the fuck out.
There are people who are that bad at games. And, well, so those people are named Havoc.
I don't understand why he's so bad, though.
How does he love that game so much, and how does he suck at it so much?
Like, he had it months in advance of me having it.
I mean, I had like, the same amount of time as he had it, but still. I mean, I even took a sabbatical from playing the game and playing other ones, and still didn't kick his ass. I mean, hell, like, you know, I've been playing, like, Assassin's Creed, NHL 13, just stuff like that. Other games.
Man, you just got NHL 13, dumbass.
Well, I mean, I've been playing the other games, like, you noticed that recently. Like, I haven't, like, jumped on WWE 13, well, fuck, a long time. But seriously, like, when I get back in there, I can kick his ass.
Well, let's see. Stop playing that, then I start playing Walking Dead, and I beat that.
What, three times?
Like five times.
Okay.
So I pretty much unlocked everything on there except for, like, some trophies.
Yep.
Although I do have, like, I don't know, in the 70s, 80s percentage of the trophies completed.
The achievements, all that.
Yeah, because there was a few I was doing while I was, you know, beating the game, so I didn't have to go back and do it again.
And holy shit, today's the only day I've ever seen on Facebook where it's not somebody's birthday.
Wow. Well, you better find somebody with a birthday today then.
Fuck that. Who cares?
Jeez, that's not very nice. Damn kids. Who was that?
The chairman.
Sounded like you dropped the phone or something.
The squeaky chair.
You ever play the video game Army of Two?
Nope.
Did you ever hear of that game?
I heard of it. Never interested me, so that's all I did was hear of it.
Is it just because you don't like shooting games?
Well, some shooting games are fun, but most of them just suck.
I don't know. This game looked actually pretty decent. But then apparently they're coming out with a new one pretty soon. Or some shit.
The only game I had fun on, which was like a shooting type game, besides like Grand Theft Auto, whatever, that kind of stuff, which is totally different style, was like Tom Clancy's End War, whatever the fuck that was.
I don't even know what that is.
It's basically a $20 game you can get now. I don't remember what the hell it was about, but it was pretty good.
Did you ever play, what the hell was that game? Splinter Cell?
Nope.
That was for, like, PlayStation.
I never played that.
Or, what the hell was that other one? Siphon Filter or some shit.
I don't even know what half these games are.
I don't know. There was one game on PlayStation I actually liked. It was Dead to Rights. It's a pretty decent game. Where, like, they did, like, slowed down moves like The Matrix and shit.
Nice.
Yeah. They had two of those games and I beat them both.
And then, like, 2 minutes we're going to get kicked off.
Woo! Goodbye.